KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look from Saturday at high school sports and volleyball play on Saturday at the Tri-Center Tournament. Red Oak won the championship, going 5-0 with wins over all their opponents. Tri-Center, IKM Manning, Lawton Bronson, Atlantic, and Westwood. IKM Manning and Tri-Center each went 3-2 on the day. Lawton Bronson ended up 2-3. Atlantic was 1-4, picking up a win over Westwood, 2-1. Westwood went 0-5 on that day in that volleyball tournament on Saturday in Neola. At the Thomas Jefferson Tournament on Saturday in Pool A, it was Abe Lincoln going 3-0. Siouxland Christian winning two of their three matches and Shenandoah winning one of their three. Denison lost all three of their matches. In Pool B, it was St. Albert going 3-0. Trainer going 2-1. Thomas Jefferson 1-2 in Missouri Valley. Lost all three of their matches. And in bracket play in the championship, Abraham Lincoln took the title, beating St. Albert 2-0. Also, Trainer beat Siouxland Christian. Shenandoah topping Thomas Jefferson in that Saturday matchup. In NFL play yesterday, the Colts handed the Chiefs their first loss as Marlon Mack ran for 132 yards and Adam Vinatieri nailed four field goals to lead Indianapolis to a 19-13 victory in a game heard here on KJAN last night. The 3-2 Colts allowed points on the Chiefs' first two possessions before shutting them out until Harrison Butker's field goal with a minute 16 to go. Patrick Mahomes threw for 321 yards and a touchdown, but the Chiefs managed just 36 yards rushing despite the return of top running back Damian Williams from an injury. Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, it was Buffalo over Tennessee 14-7, Houston defeating Atlanta 53-32, Baltimore knocking off Pittsburgh in overtime 26-23. It was New England over Washington 33-7. Arizona beat Cincinnati 26-23. Carolina downing Jacksonville 34-27. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 31-24. Philadelphia over the New York Jets 31-6. Oakland over Chicago 24-21. Minnesota topping the New York Giants 28-10. Denver over the LA Chargers 20-13. Green Bay beat Dallas 34-24 in NFL play on Sunday. Well, it's back to the drawing board for an Iowa offense that failed to score a touchdown in a 10-3 loss at Michigan on Saturday. Nate Stanley was sacked 8 times, and the Hawkeyes committed 4 turnovers. Things unraveled so much in the fourth quarter that the Hawkeyes ended up punting after they reached the Wolverine 25-yard line.
You know, they did a great job at keeping us off balance with their different fronts and blitzes. You know, we had spurts when we were playing well, but we just needed to do that consistently.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says there were too many negative plays.
For whatever reason, they seemed to let negative yards plays. A lot of them came on second down. So we found ourselves in some really tough third down situations and converted some very, very challenging third down conversions. But I think that's a positive. Certainly, we've done that kind of all year long, maybe not to that extent. There were some really, really good plays in there, too. And but we just made the hill a little bit steeper than we need to, especially against a good football team like Michigan.
The offense will need to get things turned around in a hurry. The Hawkeyes host 10th-ranked Penn State and its high-scoring offense in a primetime game on Saturday night that we'll have for you here on the radio. That's a 6:30 kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State raced out to a 21-3 lead at halftime and then cruised to a 49-24 win over TCU on Saturday. ISU coach Matt Campbell was pleased with what he called a consistent effort.
When we don't play well, I've also seen us, you know, kind of play a little bit. Offense plays good at a time. Defense plays good at a times. Special teams is at times consistent, at times inconsistent. And so I just thought we played in a really good rhythm today. I thought we were aggressive on both sides of the game early. But, you know, I just felt like there was a really good flow. And even as that game kind of got awkward there a little bit in the early fourth quarter, you know, we made a play when we needed to make a play.
Cyclones take a 3-2 record on the road to West Virginia.
I really love this team. Best group of kids I've ever coached. And, you know, I've never really been down on these guys. So it's fun to watch them respond and hopefully get a chance to tell our story here as the season goes on.
That game will be a mid-afternoon contest. 3 o'clock is kickoff at West Virginia on Saturday. Ohio State and Georgia are tied at number 3 in the Associated Press College football poll, with Florida moving up 3 spots to 7th after Saturday's impressive victory over Auburn. Number 1 Alabama and number 2 Clemson hold their spots following a bye week for both of those schools. LSU stays at number 5, just ahead of Oklahoma. The Gators are followed by Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and Penn State. Baylor, Memphis, and Cincinnati all entered the top 25 this week. After their loss to Michigan on the road Saturday, Iowa falls 3 spots in the poll this week. The Hawkeyes check in at number 17. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves have grabbed 2-1 leads in their National League Division Series with wins yesterday. The Atlanta Braves have a 2-1 lead in the NL Division Series following their second straight win. The Braves were held to 4 hits before scoring 3 times off closer Carlos Martinez in the 9th inning to pull out a 3-1 victory over the Cardinals in St. Louis. The Redbirds were one out from a 1-0 win until Dansby Swanson laced an RBI double and scored on Adam Duvall's 2-run single. Duvall entered as a pinch hitter in the 8th before providing his second big at-bat of the series. Swanson's 187 batting average with runners in scoring position was the lowest in the majors this year among qualified players. St. Louis wasted a terrific performance by Adam Wainwright, who pitched 7 2/3 innings of 4-hit ball in his first postseason start since 2014. A game 4 of that series coming up this afternoon, and we'll have it for you here on KJAN. It's a must-win for the Cardinals, as the Braves have a 2-1 lead in that best-of-5 division series. Game 4 today, we'll have it starting at 1:12 this afternoon. That'll be the pregame start time. 2:07 is the scheduled first pitch, and you can hear it right here. Russell Martin delivered a 2-run double and a 2-run homer as the Dodgers hammered the Nationals 10-4 in Washington. Martin's double put Los Angeles ahead to stay and sparked a 7-run sixth inning that began after Game 1 starter Patrick Corbin replaced Anibal Sanchez. Kike Hernandez also hit a 2-run double in the 6th before Justin Turner capped the rally with a 3-run homer. Turner and David Freese each had 3 of the Dodgers' 14 hits. Winning pitcher Hyun-Jin Ryu settled down after allowing Juan Soto's 2-run homer in the first inning. Ryu limited Washington to 4 hits over 5 innings. Sanchez had to settle for a no decision despite holding the Dodgers to a run and 4 hits over 5 frames, including Max Muncy's home run. L.A. can close out that series today in D.C. Well, Kyle Larson has advanced to the next round of NASCAR's Cup playoff by taking Sunday's race at Dover International Speedway. Larson snapped a 75-race winless streak that included 9 runner-up finishes since September of 2017 in Richmond. He led 154 laps after pole sitter Denny Hamlin began to fade. Hamlin led for 219 laps. NASCAR playoff drivers took the top 6 spots, with Martin Truex Jr. finishing 2nd, followed by Alex Bowman, Kevin Harvick, Hamlin, and Kyle Busch. In the NHL on Sunday, Carolina beat Tampa Bay in overtime 4-3. It was the New York Islanders over Winnipeg Jets 4-1. Detroit beat Dallas 4-3. In golf, Kevin Na blew a 3-shot lead on the back 9 before recovering to win the PGA's Shriners Hospital for Children Open in Las Vegas. Na triple bogeyed the 10th and lost the lead for the first time Sunday with a bogey on 16, but he won it back when Patrick Cantlay 3-putted the 2nd extra hole. Na closed with a 70 for a 23-under par total. LPGA Tour rookie Cheyenne Knight won her first title in the only LPG event held in her home state of Texas. Knight pulled ahead with a pair of birdies early on the back 9 and closed with a 5-under 66. For an 18-under total, that was 2 shots better than Brittany Altemer and J. Marie Green. Knight also earned a 2-year exemption after missing the cut in half of her first 18 starts on the tour. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.